Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, editor of ETF Trends, which is online at etftrends.com. He is also on Twitter for the firm, for the website. It's at ETF Trends. For Tom personally, it's at Tom Lydon. And he joins us each week at this time to take a look at the ETF of the week. And I'll remind you briefly that it's not always a, hey, this is the ETF to buy this week. We don't do that many where it's like, this would be the ETF to sell this week. It's frequently just sort of looking at, let's make a case for how you can manage your portfolio and capture trends if you want to use this stuff properly. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Wisdom Tree Mid-Cap Earnings Fund, ticker EZM.
EZM, the Wisdom Tree Mid-Cap Earnings Fund. Mid-cap is a space often overlooked because people are sort of large cap, easy to focus on. Small cap, they think that's where I'm going to get a little bit of extra oomph for my dollar. Why mid-cap? Why mid-cap earnings? And why now?
As you were talking about in the introduction, Chuck, from time to time, you and I have a chance to talk about different options. And this is one of those cases. Most people's portfolio, if you're an investor, are overweighted in large cap. Overweighted with correlation that's very much tied to the S&P 500. But historically, there have been extended periods of time when small cap and mid cap stocks have actually outperformed large cap. And wouldn't it be great to be able to have some ownership in some of those smaller companies before they become large cap stocks? So in this case, number one, I want to address the mid cap marketplace, but also it gives us an opportunity to talk about a way that one ETF company, WisdomTree, is relooking the mid-cap space in the smart beta form. So what's actually done here is rather than you could go out and buy the S&P 500 mid-cap index, which is the 400, let's say, biggest stocks that are under the S&P 500, and that might be a great option for you. But what WisdomTree has done is they go in and they track companies in the top 75% of the capitalization market after the 500 largest companies are removed. Okay. And these companies, they've generated positive cumulative earnings over their most recent four fiscal quarters. So they have a screen that they have to get through in order to make this list. On top of that, that's rebalanced every year in December. And the underlying index is earnings weighted. So companies with greater earnings have a larger weight. So it's not just picking from a cap-weighted standpoint, what are the 400 companies that come after the S&P 500? It's another group of companies, and there are actually 671 in total that meet these screens. And these tend to, from a historical standpoint, show not only better valuations, but better earnings over an extended period of time. And doesn't cost that much more money. From an expense ratio, it's a little bit more, but we're talking ETFs here, so it's only basis points, nowhere near what you're paying with an actively managed mutual fund.
We always talk about where does the allocation come out of. If you've got total market exposure, et cetera, you clearly have mid-cap exposure. Is this one of those cases where you take a little bit off a large cap and a little bit off a small cap so that you covered it and deal with it that way to have a little bit more control?
And that's a great point, Chuck. So if you're an investor, the first question is, when was the last time that I plugged my allocation into Morningstar or Yahoo Finance, for example, to get a kind of a cross-section of what percentage of my portfolio is large cap, mid cap, small cap? or growth or value. And if you haven't done that, it's very easy to do because, as you know, when you talk about this all the time, there are very simple and free tools out there that will help you with that. My guess is most of the people that do that will find that they're overweighted in large cap. And if that's the case, after you do that, you might want to take some of the large cap off the table, spread it out into some mid cap, and if so, here's an allocation option for you. Now, I know some of your questions also get down to, all right, what percentage of your portfolio should be there, and do you buy or hold? I would say for anybody who's looking for mid-cap exposure, whether it's a buy and hold or if you're looking to be opportunistic, this is something to consider.
We should point out, and we already have a little bit, that this is one of those smart beta indexes, which sounds all newfangled and stuff, but it basically is a different type of tool. Does smart beta, perchance, make it one of those things that is better for a permanent allocation? Even if we're riding the 200-day moving average, is it really one of those things where you go, hey, smart beta gives me the confidence that I can hold it longer term and feel like it's perhaps a little more mix of active and passive?
Well, what smart beta has done is made investing with a strategy just as easy as investing in an index. So whether you would buy the ETF that represents the Dow Jones Industrials or the S&P 500, and we know Dow Jones and S&P do a good job every year picking the constituents of those indexes and their weightings, it's just a couple more screens now in an ETF like this that add those constituents that actually meet the screens from an earnings standpoint. Makes a heck of a lot of sense, heck of a lot easier, and better choices for people today.
Well, absolutely. And if you are looking at trying to find a better choice, Tom's better choice this week is the WisdomTree Mid-Cap Earnings Fund, ticker symbol EZM. You heard it. It can be an opportunistic fund. It can be a long-term holding, but it is a smart beta index fund with some potential to diversify your portfolio. Tom Lydon, of course, is editor of ETF Trends. Get more information at ETFTrends.com or by following them at Twitter, on Twitter, at ETF Trends. You can also follow Tom at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten started on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, and there is much more to go, including Jason Brown from FundX. He'll be our Money Life market call later on in today's show. Stick around, we'll be right back.